Hi, friend. You're listening to The Alchemy of the Human Experience, and my name is Giselle Beaumé. And in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on the spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get right into this episode. Your self-concept will dictate whether you shift into a new reality or not. And I'll explain. Each reality, and there are multiple realities taking place at the same time. You are currently the observer of this reality, the one that you're in. Each reality has its own vibration and its own frequency. You are currently a match to your current reality's vibrational frequency. So the self-concept that you have right now, whether you have it consciously or not, is a match to this current reality. However, you're wanting to go into another reality. And I'm going to assume here that you're wanting to go into another reality that is a different frequency. Like, for example, a reality that's not that different from your current frequency would be that you are working at a retail store for a national chain, and you want a reality where you're working at another retail store for another national chain. Maybe it's just paying a little bit more an hour. Most likely, there wouldn't need to be a very significant or very big self-concept change. Let's say that you're working at a retail store for a national chain, and you're wanting to shift into a reality where you instead are working at the headquarters of that national chain. That reality is most likely, assuming that you're creating it in abundance, a higher frequency than your current reality. So that version of yourself is living life at a higher vibrational frequency. For you to be able to get into that transition and then shift fully into that reality, you would have to change your self-concept. Your self-concept would now become the version of the self that is in that new reality, except that you cannot wait until you've gotten there to be that, because you won't get there. You need to start now shifting into that new self-concept so that you can enter the transitional stage. And there's always a transitional stage. It might be super short, it might be long. It all depends on your process through it and how you're shifting. But you're going to need to become that version of yourself within this current reality to enter that frequency. You're going to start living life in the same vibrational frequency of that version of you in that reality that you desire. But you're doing it now. You're doing it today. That does not mean, well, do I need to be hanging out at the headquarters, you know, all day and sitting there at the bench? That doesn't change your self-concept. It is not just about location. It starts from within yourself. So always remember, your inner world creates your outer world and vice versa. So you start from within. You start really understanding who is that version of you in that reality. Who are they? What are their thoughts like? What are their beliefs? What do they believe about themselves? How do they walk? Even how do they dress? How do they embody who they are? And you start doing that now. Doesn't always need to be an exact replica of the higher vibration. But for example, what are the things in your current life that puts you in that kind of vibration? You start feeling and being as that person, you also will start receiving aligned actions and inspirations. These actions will start leading you towards that reality. But because you're starting to operate from that same frequency, you're also going to be attracting all the other things that are part of that reality, as long as you're maintaining that vibrational frequency through that self-concept. Through that process, you start shifting realities. The moment that you start to change your self-concept, reduce your vibrational frequency, and you're no longer a match to it, then you revert back into your current reality. And you might even revert back into a lower frequency if you really get lost in your own mind and lost in your human experience, forgetting that you are a spiritual essence. It's not about perfection, though. It is about consistency, taking the aligned actions. It is about the inspirations, the curiosities, how you're living your life, how you're working towards shifting your thoughts and your beliefs. And you're surrounding yourself in places, with things, with people that align with this and that support you through this. Now, this won't be the only self-concept you'll ever have. You will decide at one point that you want to shift into another reality. Even once you reach that current reality, you might like enjoy it. And then because life is a game, you're going to want something else. It's an inspiration. And you might need to shift your self-concept again. Every time that you're shifting your self-concept and moving into higher frequencies, and you're operating from a higher vibrational place, moving into new higher frequencies, you're going to be learning a lot more about your human experience. You're going to be shedding some of the things that don't belong to you. You're going to be reprogramming your subconscious. And through all that, you're becoming closer to your spiritual essence. So this process of shifting is also a process of remembering who you are. And the more that you remember who you are, the more life becomes a game. It all starts with your self-concept. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.